Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
You know, the holidays come with so much food and so much alcohol, and I was just talking with my guest off the air about what I did over Thanksgiving, and I think if you thought about what you did, you might wince just a little bit, but it doesn't have to be that way, and it doesn't have to turn into all those extra pounds. What do they say? We gain like 5 to 10 pounds over the holidays. My guest is Lauren Zander. She's co-founder and chairman of The Handle Group, an international coaching company based in New York. So, Lauren, the holidays, you know, what do we, I mean, how do you even exert willpower when all of the fondue and the chocolates and the things and the, you know, champagne, it's all around you. Is there anybody who can exert that willpower? And if you can't, what do we do instead?
I think if you plan it and you really deal with yourself prior to going into the holiday parties and the holiday season, I get people, all my clients, to make promises before the holiday season. And it's not to have nothing, but it's to really plan your fun, plan your drinking, plan what you're going to do so it doesn't just roll into New Year, right? Like it could just start rolling from Halloween.
From Halloween, yeah.
From Halloween. Like, but from, like the Halloween to January 2nd.
It could actually start the 4th of July. Yeah, right. It's just the 4th of July and just moves right on through. Aww. So what do you tell your patients or your clients about planning? What do we
basically
do?
Basically, I ask them to make themselves, give me what you want off. How many drinks do you get? Which parties are important to you? You know, really plot it so that you're dealing with having real promises. Promises, right? And then the way the Handel method works is if you have a promise, you have a consequence. So if you actually blow that drinking promise or you don't, or you eat over what you said, you lose your next day. You keep on moving the target so that you really cover your butt. You know, ha ha ha.
Wow. Yeah,
so
literally.
It doesn't grow.
Yeah, literally. So, okay, so it's sort of a consequence situation that you guys
use. Yes, it really is. It really is. How many drinks do you think are okay? What part? And then people are not happy, right? Like they really do go to that holiday party and they don't need the fourth drink, right? If they really just committed to three, like how many you have, and they like themselves better, right? Yeah. So it's not deprivation. It's an agreement to what do you think you deserve while you go through this season, and answer that question now before it starts rolling.
Okay, so that's a good idea. And do you advise people to write down what they do so they can keep track? I mean, if they make this promise and they say, okay, I've made myself a plan. Wait, did I have three last night or did I have four? Hold on. I mean, and certainly in the throes of it all, you're not necessarily writing it all down anyway. But I mean, how do you know what your plan is and how do you keep track of it?
You and a buddy. Like, please do yourself a favor and grab a friend and both agree, because you really you can help someone and they can help you and make it fun to survive the holidays and really have a good time at the parties and have a good time at Christmas Eve, right? But I right now I have at least 20 sets of promises coming into me about how they're going to have a great holiday. And it's not deprivation. It's an agreement of like, oh, goody, when I wake up on January 2nd, I feel great about myself. It isn't that you're going to gain 3 pounds, right? You organize your life to gain 3 pounds and to keep exercising. So it's 1 week back of dealing, not I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you, Lauren.
That's true. I mean, because actually, I mean, any more than, as you say, three only sets you back a week, but anything more than that, and you're looking at a long-term commitment here to get it back off. So,
and most people don't get it back off. Right?
Well, that's true, and then it just adds up every year.
Yeah, it really. So get it proactively. Not gaining weight is very different than letting yourself go and then seeing how you do mid-January when you want to make, you know, New Year's resolutions and you want to save yourself, right? If you really look back on those Januaries or that holiday season, you'll find out that the 20 pounds you creeped up over the last 5 years happened this season.
I don't even want to think about that. Now, what about the food? So we've talked a little bit about the alcohol and trying to keep track of that. But the food, it's right there in front of you. There's all of it all around. Mm-hmm. And as I do, I look at it, Lauren, and I say, okay, that's filler. that doesn't, I don't need that. That's not something I need to taste. But that over there, I really need to taste. So how do you, you know, what do? You just tell yourself what really gets your jive going and try and talk yourself out of the rest?
One of the simple things I do with a person is find out how many bites they get, right? You get 5 extra bites of any crap you want, right? Or you want 8 bites? You can have 8 bites, not big bites, not pig bites, but like a real bite, right? You want to taste that dessert? 5 bites is never going to hurt you, right? It's not the problem. And then you don't feel deprived. So you get a drinking promise and a bite promise.
Wow, you know, that's a great advice, and it's true, because even in Weight Watchers and when my mother was in Tops, she would say, you can't deprive yourself, you have to know what it tastes like, or you're going to sit there and stare at it, so take a little bite, and then you know what it tastes like, just don't eat the whole thing.
Yeah, so I get bite promise, I have bite promise, most of my clients will lose all their weight and still get bites every day. Right, and then some of them need drinking, you know, like they're into the Frappuccino scene, right? And they need their, like, can I get 3 sips equaling 2 bites? You know, so I negotiate with the child in them. That feels much better if they can negotiate, right? And so I let anybody negotiate what they need to, and then they feel empowered, right? You're in charge. It's great. And then you designed your life. You designed your eating. You designed you only gained 2 pounds.
So it's really all about the planning. Now, what about the people who say, okay, I'm going to go to the health club every single day to work off those 8 bites and to, you know, to kind of fix it for myself so I don't feel so bad about it?
You have to make that promise to someone else or you're going to be BSing, right? It's like a confession. Right? Like I go to confess, but it doesn't, like, and it feels better in the moment. Yes, I'm making this promise. I'm going to go to the gym every day. And that feels good for that second. And then the next day you don't go to the gym and you're like, you see what's wrong with me? I'm that person that can't do it. Right? Instead of getting someone to hold you to holds you to account and you make a promise you can keep. Right. And then, of course, you know, I like consequences. You don't get your TV show. You don't get your wine until you work out. You don't. So you make a deal with someone who can hold your promises that's going to follow up. And I swear any child over 10 years old can handle this.
Wow. Right? Yeah. Like, no, like I mean, and actually that's a smart thing to say is to do it to your kids, too, because they think, as my kids do this time of the year and Halloween, as you say, is just open season on crap. Any crap from, you know, ribbons, peppermint ribbons to chocolates to ice cream. Anything is a given at this time of the year. And we need to teach our children. Maybe they won't have as much trouble as we're having.
Well, you know, they look at you and they know you act just like them. Right. Like, you know, but they don't get away with it as well.
No, they don't.
Like you.
Not certainly in this day and age.
What are you eating, Mommy?
Yeah.
Right? So it really works that you make a promise with your kid because then you're teaching them integrity.
That's true, and they'll hold you to it too, boy. And I like to say at this time of the year, put a pedometer or a Fitbit on everybody and see who gets the most steps on any given day because kids will make it into a competition and then they'll make you feel really bad about the fact that you only got 5,000 and they got like 15. And so it's a great way. Now in the last 30 seconds, best advice for surviving the holidays.
Get a buddy and really make a plan and watch and deal with bites. Give yourself a set of bites and a set of drinks. And don't mess with yourself, or you'll be sorry.
And don't mess with yourself. That is absolutely good advice, because you just have to have that plan. You have to have a buddy, so somebody you're accountable to. And the fact is that during the normal year, you can be accountable to yourself, write down your food, look at yourself in the mirror, read to yourself, and then you're only accountable to yourself. But at the holidays, maybe we all need just a little bit of extra support. Step on that scale, get a starting point, and then find a buddy to help you get through it. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.